The good news of Christmas is that Jesus came to be the bridge of reconciliation between you and God. The Bible says it like this: God was in Christ, making peace between the world and himself. In Christ, God did not hold the world guilty of its sins. In fact, it also says, even when we were God's enemies, he made peace with us because his Son died for us. It's something even greater than friendship is ours. Now that we are at peace with God, we will be saved by his Son's life. How can you, an imperfect person, be reconciled to a perfect God? Well, it's not a matter of compromise or bargaining or negotiating with God. Peace comes from surrender, total, unconditional surrender to God. You just admit that God is God and you're not. You give up the ridiculous notion that you know more about what's best for you and what'll make you happy than the Creator does. You give up the rebellious attitude that you can pick and choose which of God's rules you'll follow and which ones you'll ignore. Why should you surrender to God? Well, one fact is certain. There's no way you're going to win in a war against God. As the title of a 1980s Broadway play points out, your arms are too short to box with God. And as Job's friend said in the Bible, stop quarreling with God. If you agree with him, you will have peace at last, and things will go well for you.